Now it's time for 49 Voices, and this week we're going back in time. 47 years ago, Janice Stoner became the first female surveyor in the state. Today she lives in San Francisco, but during her time in Alaska, she helped make history.
Women's Lib was entering into my thinking, and it was starting to be in the air. And when I told my parents I was going to go to Alaska, they said, well, what are you going to do there? And I said, well, I'm going to get a job. And my dad said, what can you do besides be a prostitute? If you want to see Alaska and you want to make money, you become a surveyor. But no women were being hired to be surveyors. No, because you were out in tent camps. I created this application, and on it, it says, other jobs you will consider. I just clicked the box, surveyor. In August, they sent me a letter, and they said, report for duty on such and such date in Anchorage. Come prepared to leave for work. I was 30 miles from the nearest town. I hadn't seen another white woman in 6 weeks. I had been stuck with these guys for all these months. It wasn't like I could just go home and talk to my girlfriends. I was there with these dudes. That's all I was, where I was. You shouldn't be here. You can't do this job. Why do you think you're here? And they were just screaming at me. And I'm screaming back. I'm answering them back. What do you mean I don't need a job? Why does your friend need a job better than me? I got to be a women's liber first in that regard. And I didn't take that lightly. I considered that a very big responsibility that I had to help other women get into the field. If I blew it, nobody else ever got to get in.
That was Janice Stoner, Alaska's first female surveyor. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.